Welcome back, everybody. This is Leslie Boomer, and I'm here with Phil Harwood to do another Grow the Bunch Weekly Short. Hey, Phil.
Hey, Leslie.
I understand you've been to the expo recently. Mm-hmm. How was the experience this year?
It was fantastic.
A little different. Okay.
Well, it's beautiful weather and a huge, massive group. I mean, this show just keeps getting bigger and bigger every year.
Awesome.
They moved into the what's called the West Wing with a whole nother segment.
Oh, wow.
Of the indoor trade show floor. So, you know, not only did the trade show consume the main ginormous auditorium inside, but it moved into a whole nother wing.
Wow, that's hard to believe.
Yeah, yeah, just taking over all the indoor space. And then the outdoor space, of course, is just massive. I think it's 10 acres or something like that of outdoor demo area.
Yeah.
And the weather was just beautiful, just gorgeous to
that
be
such a
outside
bonus.
Playing with equipment, digging holes, running chainsaws, whatever.
Yeah,
not that I got a chance to do any of that.
I know, but this show has, like you said, I mean, it's just grown over the years.
Oh, yeah.
I know, personally, I was there for probably 15 years in a row.
As was
and
I.
And it just keeps getting bigger.
Yeah, and you got all the cool stuff downtown, you know, the 4th Street Live and everything. But I had a really good opportunity to present some material, and I wrote a blog about this.
Okay, let's hear more.
Yeah. Well, the session I presented was on business valuation. And, you know, we had maybe 100 people in the room. I don't know, I didn't count them, but, you know, and I assumed going into this that the room would be mostly gray-haired individuals and their baby, baby boomers, people in their 60s, 70s, maybe late 50s. Like, I'm tired. I want to get out of this sucker. I want to get my kids involved. I want to sell this thing. Like teach me something.
Yeah. What do we do next and how do we do it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you know, the valuation of the business is such a critical piece. And so, you know, it was a really good talk on just all the different ways that you could value a business. We went through all the terminology that tends to trip people up because there's all different types of valuations, or just the word value. You know, if you think about, you know, what's book value versus, you know, what is the economic value versus fair market value versus,
yeah,
you know, there's all these different types of, you know, associated words with business valuation. So this whole world can get confusing. So we're trying to remove some of the mystery, pull back the curtain a little bit, like, hey, this is not all that complicated, but there is some jargon here, and there's some methodology that it would be helpful for you to learn.
Yeah.
And then go ahead.
I was just going to say, it's not complicated, but it's so critically important.
Yeah, and there's just, it can be confusing because there's so much
for
terminology
sure.
and different ways of thinking about things. And even just a simple concept like EBITDA. And you know, some people go, what's that? What did you just say? You know, bless you. You know, what does it mean? So I actually went through it and I explained it. And most of the time when someone explains what EBITDA is, they say, well, it's earnings before depreciation, profit, or taxes, interest. Let's go through it. EBITDA. EBITDA. E is earnings. B is before. I is interest. T is taxes. D is depreciation. And A is amortization. Okay, so there you go. Instead of me tripping all over it, that's what it means. EBITDA. Okay, so what's the purpose of EBITDA? What is it? Why do people want this EBITDA value? And so we explain that it's a way of creating comparison, apples to apples comparison between two different investment opportunities, because it adds back to your net profit all the things that are kind of artificial in a way. Things that the owner has control over that a different owner might see in a different way. We want to get rid of that variability between those two different owners. And so I really walked them through each one of these components individually and broke it down, explained what it was, why it has to get added back into the profitability to get that EBITDA number. And that was a cool thing as well. But that's not what I wrote about in the blog. at all.
Okay. Oh, well, okay. Let's circle back to.
So we got to go back to the blog.
Uh-huh.
So what was really interesting was, like I started out saying, is I thought I was going to be speaking to a bunch of baby boomers.
Yeah.
And as it turned out, there were all these youngsters in the room, people in their 20s and 30s. And I was fascinated by that.
That's surprising.
And I had a chance to talk. Yeah, totally. Mm-hmm. And I had a chance to talk to several of these folks afterward. And really what they were seeking to do was to learn about acquiring businesses because they want to grow their portfolios. They know they have something valuable, and they're saying, look, we're going to be buying companies. We need to learn how to value them and how to grow our portfolios. Yeah. And so that was super cool.
Very. I mean, they're coming from the whole other end of the business.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, and I knew that was a legitimate reason to value a business, you know, because you want to acquire somebody. So you need to understand this process, just like someone who's looking to exit does. So I knew that. I actually had a slide on it. It was just surprising to me.
I'm not surprised you knew that, but it is surprising that you're looking at a little bit different generation altogether.
Yeah, and it was just super cool to see all those energetic young folks there. Now, there were some folks in their 60s, and there were some gray hairs. And, of course, they all wanted to talk to me afterward because they need help today immediately. Yeah. But, no, it was just super cool, and I was just really encouraged by that because I just see such a great future for our industry, and I see all these young, aggressive business owners, and it just puts a big smile on my face.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this is just kind of a different take on management. So many of our blogs and podcasts are focused on the nuts and bolts of the day-to-day. This is just with a future look in mind, or with that idea of an exit strategy, completely different approach to the side of the business.
Yeah. So with that being said, if you weren't in attendance last week in Louisville, well, I guess it was a few weeks ago, once this podcast gets released back in October, I would love to talk to you about the process of business valuation. And so, you know, if you just want to shoot me a quick email, phil@growthebench.com. If you are thinking about succession, we also offer a complimentary assessment of your readiness to exit.
And
there's a link in the blog if you want to just click on it. But it's going to take you over to my other company, tamariskadvisors.com. And you'll read some more information there, and you can take that free assessment. You'll get a really cool report that'll walk you through some different components of exiting your business and just starting to prepare your mind a little bit for that. So just a couple opportunities there for you. No obligation for either one, but I would just, you know, I love helping people through this part of their, you know, whether they're looking to acquire or they're looking to succeed out of their business. Either way, love to chat with you.
Okay. And can I ask right now, can you say briefly something quick about Tamarisk?
Well, Tamarisk is a newer venture for us. So this is Tamarisk Business Advisors. The website is tamariskadvisors.com. And what we're focused on is helping people sell their businesses or transition to a family member. So it's all about succession planning and just, you know, preparing yourself to make that jump.
Awesome. Yeah. So needed. So
absolutely
needed. Okay, Phil, thank you so much. This has been short but sweet. Over looking at growing your business in acquisitions or transitioning out, whether that's to a family member or to someone else that you're going to be selling to. Valuation is where that's at. So, Phil, thanks. We'll look forward to speaking with you in another couple weeks. And thanks, everyone, for listening to Grow the Bench's weekly short. We appreciate you. And always know that you can go to growthebench.com and find out more.